Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The time is 12:43. It's brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Eric, I talked a couple things earlier I wanted to get your reaction to. First of all, did you see this video of Josh Norman, highly paid cornerback for the Washington Redskins, running with the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain? The video I'm looking at here, it's on Deadspin. He leaps over a bull. What is up with these guys? Are they nuts?
Just egomaniacs. Just insufferable egomaniacs.
I mean, he could, his whole career. I mean, his livelihood. I guess it must be a thrill. I mean, I don't know. But I don't care how much money you make. I ain't running with the Bulls.
Yep.
Are you?
I mean, there's one thing for Saquon Barkley to leap over a would-be defender, but to go over a bull the way that he did, that's a little different.
Oh, my. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, did you see the story about robot umpires last night? Home plate umpire.
Yeah, I did.
The Independent Atlantic League All-Star Game in York, Pennsylvania. They had an umpire crouch behind the catcher like he always does, but he had an earpiece connected to an iPhone, and he got from TrackMan computer system, I guess, which uses Doppler radar. And so he'd be told the pitch comes over, ball. He'd go ball. Pitch comes over, strike. He'd call a strike. They said it was relatively smooth. No real bad delays. And the Atlantic League said it's going to implement this at all games within the next few weeks. What do you think?
Oh, my. I don't know. It's probably coming. You know,
I don't think there's any question.
I mean, let's face it. When we were kids, we thought the Jetsons was way off, you know, a million years from now, and half that stuff has come true. So, I don't know. It's amazing. But what happens, though, if something interrupts the flow between the computer and the earpiece or whatever, then what do you got? You got to go back to the old human element then?
Well, the umpire is still behind the plate. Yeah, apparently, he theoretically has the right to overrule it. Apparently, what I read is if the ball happens to bounce in front of the plate and bounce up into the – it's called
right.
A strike. So he has to correct it, and he obviously has to make calls home, out, and save. I don't think there's any question we're going to see it. You mentioned the Jetsons, one of my all-time favorites. Now, I can think – George Jetson, his wife Jane, their son Elroy. What was the daughter's name?
Judy.
And my favorite of all was their dog, Astro.
Ruh-roh.
Roh-right, Rorge. I love that show. Roh-right, Rorge.
You recording this, Joe? This will get played at some point.
Well, isn't that the best part? Roh-right, Rorge. Or when there'd be trouble, he'd go, Ruh-roh. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Ruh-roh. You got to love Astro, the Jetsons. I mean, that was... It was one of the highlights of my – was that on Saturday mornings, I believe? Was it one of the highlights watching the Jetsons? Judy. I forgot about their son, Elroy, their daughter, Judy, and, of course, their dog, Astro. Ruh-roh. You remember that, Joe?
Of course I do.
I thought that was more my youth. It was still around when you were a younger boy?
I believe you could still find it now if you really try.
Oh, man. It was so good. So good. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I have a couple Pirates tickets to give away here in just a little bit to see the Pirates and Cardinals on July 25th at PNC Park. I believe that's 2 weeks from today, 12:35 game. That's the same day the Steelers report to training camp, actually. So we'll give those away sometime before the top of the hour. After Eric's update at 1, I mentioned Roberto Clemente. And I wrote a column in the Post-Gazette about this earlier in the week. Everybody knows the tragic story involving the California Angels pitcher last week, who was found dead at the age of 27 in a Texas hotel room. I'm talking about Tyler Skaggs. I guess they've done an autopsy, but they say the toxicology report could take up to 2 or 3 months before we find out the cause of death. They said they didn't think it was suicide and didn't think it was any foul play involved. But it got me to thinking that, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I've been following Pittsburgh sports all my life. And we've certainly had our share of tragedy with athletes and coaches and front office people who have died while on the job. And I want to talk about that when we come back a little bit. The list I put together brought back bad memories, but it's also a way of honoring those guys. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Clemente obviously is at the top of the list, at least the most memorable that I can remember. I'm not saying his life was more important than any of the other people's, but it's just the one that just stands out because Clemente meant so much to this town. He was the guy I mentioned we all wanted to be Joe Namath in our backyard. I played wiffle ball with Charlie Wayne and Stuart Millstone and Tom Warren, and we all wanted to be Roberto Clemente. He had that kind of impact on the city of Pittsburgh, the whole area. Obviously, an unbelievably great player. I get in trouble when I say I'd take Bonds over him. I think Bonds was a better all-around player, even though Clemente was fabulous and certainly could throw better. But Clemente was Clemente. And I was 16 on the morning of New Year's Day in 1973 and woke up to the news that he was killed in a plane crash on his way to Nicaragua to deliver earthquake relief supplies. Perished that night. Manny Sanguin, I think, was involved in loading the plane with him. Tom Walker, Neil Walker's dad, was supposed to go with him on that plane, and Clemente said, no, enjoy New Year's Eve, go party, and Tom didn't get on that plane. You hear stories like that all the time. I had a friend, Jeff Sawyer, who was supposed to have a meeting on the morning of 9/11 in one of the towers and got canceled the afternoon before and didn't go into town until the afternoon, head into town for the afternoon, and I said, what happened to the woman that called you? Dead. What happened to the woman, the people you were supposed to meet? Dead, all dead. That could have been him. That could have been Tom Walker, Sanguin, on that plane that Clemente died in. So it's one of many, too many for me in our town. We'll talk about that a little bit, maybe get into some Pirates talk as well as the season gets ready to resume tomorrow with a day game in Chicago, 2:20, I believe. It's the first pitch. Yu Darvish versus the Cubs against Chris Archer for the Pirates. Man, Chris Archer has to play better. He has to pitch. There's no doubt. The Fan Open golf outing has been rescheduled for Thursday, July 25th. A lot happened in that July 25th at Manor Valley Golf Course. We'll have limited foursomes on sale soon. Be sure to listen to 93.7 The Fan to find out when you will have your chance to get your foursome. Brought to you by Bowser Chevrolet, Coors Light, Ficelli Pizza, Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse, and Double Wide Grill. I said a lot happening on that day, the 25th. That's a day the Steelers report to training camp at St. Vincent College. It's also a day the Pirates play an afternoon game, 12:35, against the Cardinals. How about if I give away a couple free tickets, two free tickets to that Pirates-Cardinals game on the 25th? Caller number 5 to Joe Kopp on the other side of the glass, 412-928-9370. We'll have a winner when we come back. I was going to say caller 792, but I think that might be asking Joe a little too taxing. Let's do it to caller number 5. We'll have the winner when we come back. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.